It's your old bestie, Jem, and you're listening to Showtime Synergy with Mike, Amy, and Nicole. What a truly outrageous podcast this is.
Me and my friends are Jem Girls. Jem, Jem is my name. Exciting adventure, fashion, and fame. What's your a Jem Girl? You're never the same. Come on, come on and be a Jem Girl. Jem, Jem is my name. Me and my friends are Jem Girls. Jem, Jem is my name. Truly outrageous.
Hello and welcome to Showtime Synergy, the gem review podcast here on the Geekcast Radio Network. I am Em, and joining me are my Mystic Girls, Amy, hello.
Hello!
And Nicole, hello.
Bonjour! Or wait, should I say aloha? Wait, no. Hola. No, wait. Wait. We got a lot of... We're journeying around the world with this episode, so...
Yep. Yeah. In this episode, we'll be giving you our thoughts on the next two episodes of Gem and the Holograms Season 2. Since one of them is about time travel, if either one of you could travel to the past, where would you go and why?
Oh. On the spot.
I know where I'd go. I wouldn't go that far back because I need my indoor plumbing. Okay. I'm selfish like that. I wouldn't mind either going back to the 60s and, you know, going to see the Beatles live. I think that'd be awesome. Or
ooh,
going back
cool.
to the Roaring 20s. One of those two. Those would be my two.
Amy?
You know, I've contemplated this idea a couple times. And to be honest, I would rather go into the future than the past, to be honest. I want to see how the future is going to be. You know, do we explode
what if
the planet?
You're not happy with the outcome.
Then I will learn to accept it. Or maybe, you know, when I go back to my time, I'll try to find a way to change it. Can I do it? We shall see.
One eye and a claw for a hand. Sure, why not?
Where'd you go, Mike?
Yeah, where
it's
would
simple.
You go?
If I could stay the same age as I am now, it's simple. 30 years ago. The 80s, baby.
Awesome.
The 80s was the best decade ever.
Yeah, I think the 60s was the best decade ever.
Free love.
Well, you know, if you went back to the 60s and you went through the 70s, you'd be, you know, still doing... drugs like you do today, so
I am sorry, I do it legally.
Oh wow, each one of our personalities here, awesome. This is why we have such a fun time on this show, right?
absolutely. But yeah, no, I look at a lot of stuff from the 80s and movies and television and cartoons and music and even the, you know, 60s and 70s as well. It's so much better than the top 40 music we have today. Mm-hmm. It just... And don't get me wrong. There are plenty of cartoons and television shows today that are really great, but...
It all started in the 80s.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, you know, sure, if you want to really go to Golden Age, it really started with Looney Tunes and Warner Brothers and all that and went from there and 60s Jetsons and 80s Jetsons and whatever else and the Flintstones. But, I mean, it just, I don't know. There's just something about the 80s that still need to relive them almost every single day at this point. All right, so we're going to talk about these two episodes today. First up is Journey to Shangri-La. We'll be back after this.
Shangri-La, show yourself to me. Are you just a fantasy?
All right, first up is Journey to Shangri-La. The air date was November 24th, 1987. The writer was Richard Merwin. The hologram's trying to find Shangri-La, the mythological city where all music and art is kept, to add a new twist to their music. When Pizzazz and Roxy end up sick and Shangri-La's music is the only thing that can cure them, it's a race against time. To save them at the end, it vanishes like it never existed while the Misfits and Eric watch.
Let them die.
No.
No, wait a second here. You should be getting mad at her because it wasn't me that said that.
That's what I'm saying. No. No, you can't do that, man.
Oh, God. Now I want... I know this will never happen, but now I want to see Cyclonus and Whirl. Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Rock'em Sock'em Robots is always awesome.
The featured songs are Shangri-La by Jim and the Holograms, You Ought to See the View from Here, The Misfits, which is a reuse, and is Let the Music Play new, or is that a reuse?
That's a new one.
Okay. Yeah, so that's a new one. Is it just me, or is this entire plot a weird Back to the Future meets Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
And that's why it's so awesome. Okay.
I was half waiting for Keanu Reeves' band Dogstar to show up.
That would make it so much, even that much better.
I like this one. I think it's interesting. We get the Misfits and Eric back, so that's always
and
nice.
Tech rap,
yeah.
He makes an appearance.
Yeah. Forget him.
You know, yeah. He pulls back the curtain of what he actually does on the off hours.
I'm not sure I really want to know.
Well, at least in this instance, it's just to stalk people, right? Specifically, the Gem and the Holograms.
He's got his robotic girlfriend. And
Well, if he can do what he can do in the next episode, he should be able to make a robotic girlfriend.
Exactly.
Oh, goodness.
So silly. Thoughts on the plot, Amy?
Did they really need a musical pop? There are easier ways to get in touch with your muse. You don't have to fly halfway around the world to get it. But, you know, hey, we're doing themes. Mm-hmm. And Shangri-La, it's a mythical place. As mythical as the Yetis.
Yep.
Oh, goodness. Good times.
Nicole, thoughts on the plot?
I loved it. It's got paranormal stuff. It's got it's got mystery. It's got, you know, the good people actually are the bad people doing good things.
People doing gooder things.
Yeah, I'm just like, okay, I'm a sucker for the whole mystery of Shangri-La. It's not paranormal stuff. And oh my gosh, the Yeti. I was just like, all right, hands clapping. They've got the Yeti. Woohoo! Yeah, I loved this. I loved it.
All right, let's see how much she loved it as we get to the hologram moments after this. It's time for hologram moments for Journey to Shangri-La. Did anyone recognize a certain Old lady.
Old lady.
Yeah.
What about her?
Stormer aged about 50
Oh,
years.
okay. Oh, yeah.
Sue Blue does double duty as the voice of the great grandmother.
Yeah.
I
I
can
thought that
all,
it was sounded
you
familiar. I
know,
was like,
I can always
really
tell.
old voice.
I can always tell when Sue Blue is in any cartoon. I think the only thing that ever in my entire lifetime of watching cartoons that ever tripped me up was the fact that she's the voice of Flim Flam. But yeah, she is the voice of the grandmother. I thought this was the new song. The hell's it called? Let the Music Play and the Shangri-La song. I thought the two new songs were really interesting.
I agree. The Let the Music Play was like an acid trip, man.
Oh, stolen note.
I love that
Yeah.
song. That's the one I was telling you about. I'm just like, I want to hear more of this song. It's awesome.
Yep. Yeah, that was the exact thing I wrote down. Watching
It's an acid trip. Woo!
the Let the Music Play video, I feel like I was in a 70s acid trip. What'd you like about this one, Amy?
Before, like I said, the mentioned tech rat stalking, works for me. It works for the
Lady of Wreck endorses tech rat stalking Jim and the Holograms.
Well, if he's not stalking them, how would he be able to find out where they're going from time to time? It's like they show up on a whim and they're like, hey, we're just gonna spend money, man. We're just gonna go and find out what they're doing at this place and, the Himalayas. Why? Because we can, I was like, what are they getting in on that we're not? We want some acid trip too, man. We want the good stuff.
So they're in the Himalayas, right?
I think so. Or is it, maybe they're not,
Yeah,
I
the
don't.
Himalayas. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay, good.
So they're in the Himalayas, and all as I can think of is, oh, I have a brand new bunny rabbit. I'm going to name him George and pet him and squeeze him and love him till he dies. All I can think of is that old Looney Tunes cartoon with the giant abominable snowman with the giant friggin' nose patting a pajama-clad Daffy who thinks that he's a bunny rabbit because he's got sleeves that look like ears. And not a bunny rabbit, George. It's just hilarious. Oh,
These Yetis are a little different. They like rich
man.
girls. They don't like anybody. They just like pretty girls,
I love the Yetis. God, I love the
The
Yetis.
Yeti was strange for me.
Oh, there's still no.
It's cool. I'm not hating on it. It is just a little strange. Did you was
I'm
it
glad
was
they
that
didn't call him the abominable snowman. It has to be the Yeti. There you go. Awesome. All the stuff that Eric has to bring for the Misfits, I just think that they punish him a lot anytime they travel. Hey, we don't have to give him a hard time because you know what? He's going to get stuck with all our luggage. I just thought that was hilarious. I like that Grandma just knows the Misfits are not worthy of Shangri-La and that she can tell there's something false about Jem that was like, oh, she's got supernatural powers.
So let's see. Let's do a head count here. We have Kimber, Shayna, Aja, Rhea, the
No, Rio.
president of the United States. No, yeah, we
Oh,
you're
oh.
understating
Okay.
this here,
Okay. Sorry.
okay?
Now I know where you're going. President of the
The
United
president of
States.
the United States and the old grandmother in the Himalayas that knows the secret of Jem and Jerica.
But yet Rio can't know.
Sorry. Sorry. I was thinking something else. I thought you were doing a head count of how many people were in the episode. But no,
What
I see where you're
else?
going. That's the well, what is she gonna do? What does she care about like knowing some
That's
secret
true.
from some, secret band? But the fact of the matter is that, she did call her a witch and say, "We're gonna burn her," or
Oh my
freak out.
God.
It's like, oh, it's like, now I
That's
know
awful.
that you're real. It's like, real. It was like she just did a magic trick in front of her. What is she supposed to do? Here's my life savings. Here's everything that I own. You know, you're a magician, whatever. Yeah. I thought that was funny. Yeah. I like the fact that the Misfits saved the granddaughter because, like, hey, Misfits, you know, they don't always save people, but, you know, she was in, help me! I'm around these thorns. What am I supposed to do? And so they help her, and of course that ends up getting them sick immediately. And the fact that the Yeti helps them. So, that was good.
That's what I find so unbelievable.
What, the Yeti helped them?
That the Yeti helped both parties at two different times. It just...
Well, I'm guessing that there's more than one Yeti. It's like a tribe of Yetis. That's what I...
I thought it was the same one both times.
Didn't you watch The Last Mummy?
Oh, no. No. I didn't watch the first one. It's Brendan Fraser. How good could it be?
I love Brendan Fraser. How dare you, sir?
He's fun. I like him too. He's cute.
He was he was good in Looney Tunes Back in Action.
Encino Man.
Encino Man was awesome. I still love that show. Oh, what happened to Pauly Shore?
What the hell has it? Yeah, really. It's like,
we need more Pauly Shore. For a while there, we're getting Pauly Shore movies every year. It was like, every day, Pauly Shore!
We need Biodome 3, damn it.
Was there a two? Was there a sequel to that? Oh my god, that's scary. Talk about movies that do not need sequels. All right.
Pauly Shore always needs a sequel.
Son-in-law. Oh, all right. I have here, good to see Jerrica and Tekrat back. It's always an extra plus with Tekrat, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. I like how Jem is the Yeti Whisperer. she calms him down.
It's a Yeti. I'm going to come up close to it and say, hey,
I have here Jem the Yeti Whisperer, soon on Discovery.
Okay, this aired in 87, so this was the second season of She-Ra that was going on. Were they really trying to rip off Adora's healing powers for Jem?
No, didn't think about that. And I have here, pizzazz with another great insult, Jem and the Wimpo Band.
It's funny, but it wasn't as good as the other
Little
one.
Little Miss Peacare, the sing-along.
Yeah.
Still my favorite.
Oh my gosh. That's going to be like the top one forever.
Oh yeah. Pizzazz and Roxy actually help someone without even thinking about it. They do have heart, people. It's just when they have to be brats when other people are around. But when it comes down to it, they're very helpful people.
You know, we're 16 episodes into the podcast, and as I've said from the beginning, I understand that the Misfits are an antagonist for Jem and the Holograms, but Jesus Christ, to give them some character development, if they would actually put some work and time and effort into everything that they do, they don't necessarily always have to be nice to people, but, you know, there's so many times where the Misfits have not been nice to people, and it comes back to bite them in the ass.
Well, this one makes sense because...
I'm not complaining about this one. I'm just saying, overall character-wise, you would think that they've learned their lesson by now. So,
how many thorns do you know that cause instant sickness and death, you know?
Well, in all fairness, I've never been to the Himalayas either.
Yeah. No. But then the other thing is that are you not going to save the girl that's going to guide you back to, you know, civilization? They're wandering out in the, you know.
But the thing that I liked about it is they didn't even question about it. They're just like, we got to go help her, you know. Like, hey, cool, kudos to it. And of course, the animation on Let the Music Play was beautiful. Oh my gosh, that was gorgeous. I was like, and the music itself, the song itself, that's the song I want to hear a full length version of. Like a 3-minute song of it. I was like, I love this song. This is awesome. So
it was a good one, yeah.
A lot of great moments in this episode.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get to the Misfit moments after this. Alright, it is time for the Misfit Moments. Is that an animation error, color error on Pizzazz's hair? I thought she had green hair, not blonde.
When
The entire episode.
I didn't really pick that
It
up.
shows her as being blonde-headed. I don't know, I could be wrong.
Altitude.
Altitude. The snow mixed with the green and lightened it a little
Yeah.
bit.
Maybe she hasn't seen her beautician for a while, hence why Eric last episode said, "When you go see your get you a new hairstyle." See?
It's been a while since I've had to complain about this character, but jeez. Ugh. Kimber, you have rescued the misfits before, don't you remember?
No, she doesn't. She's a, ding-headed
She doesn't remember the guy she went
wannabe
on a date
blonde.
with last night. You think she's going
Yeah.
to remember that?
She doesn't remember the six guys she scheduled dates with.
Exactly.
What do you got, Amy?
I like how they think they know what the Yeti wants. It's like, oh, let's follow him. He's asking us to come with him. I was like, I didn't get that out of that. I was like, I'm sorry. He was roaring and shimmying. I don't think that that means that he knows what he's doing.
He wants to dance.
I would understand, Jem, because she's the, Yeti whisperer, but it wasn't her that said that. It was one of the other people. So, yeah. The whole point is, yeah. He just Yeti. There, who knows what they want, They just want pretty girls,
Who doesn't, man? Who doesn't? Come on. Come on.
Kidnap the pretty girls.
Yeah. He's like, wow, you have no hair. I kind of like this.
Jem and the holograms go to save the misfits and act like they have been expert climbers for how long again?
Yeah, that's true. Well, they did have that training on the movie set when they were way back
In season
in
one? Yeah.
Starbright, so
Yeah, but they
maybe
that's a
that's where they
stretch.
take the Starlight Girls.
Yeah.
is to go,
Jem learns the music in Shangri-La fast enough to learn it and save the misfits. It was just it, well, all, he kind of showed you a melody. Is that all that there is to it?
Apparently. Apparently, yeah.
Apparently, yeah. So this
It's the
there's
magic
special
guitar.
tones. It's the magic guitar and
Everything
drums.
festival in Shangri-La.
Yeah. Including the people and the town, which disappears.
Well, see, that's part of the myth of Shangri-La, that
Yeah.
only it's kind of like a Thor thing. Only the worthy or can find it. It actually was pretty accurate.
Yeah.
So then I guess Wayne and Garth are not going to get in.
Oh, maybe Garth, but not Wayne. But it does make sense that, they have to have a reason to come back. Because they were thinking, oh, we should just stay. It's like, we can't stay. So we got this. So just make sure afterwards when you go back to real life that you guard that, guitar and drum set with your life, because if they have the magical tones that can fix things, think about all the things that you could do with that, Jem. I mean, you could cure cancer.
Actually, she could be performing.
Yeah. For all of her awesomeness, she's still, gotta be a performer. I think that there was a little a voice over error because when Jetta was speaking, Stormer's lips were also moving at the same time. So I was like, oh, okay, they're throwing each other's voices back and forth. Also, the Misfits attack the Yeti. What's wrong with you? Jem didn't.
Well, in all fairness, if you see a Yeti coming after you, it's kind of like a bear, you
Well, then
know,
she's
that
just really
fight or
silly then
flight.
that yeah that she's that has does not have that ability to, you know what, maybe that's what sets her apart, and that's the reason why she has those magical tones, is because she's the Yeti whisperer, like you said. Oh goodness. I guess if I saw a Yeti, I'd like freak out too, because like, hey, I don't want to get kidnapped by a Yeti.
Yeah, I don't want to be
If
his
it,
next meal. I don't know what's going on. I don't want to be his
it,
next meal or his date.
yeah, or his
Okay,
date. Yeah, I
so.
don't want to be his date, man. Yeah, and that's me.
Wow.
Yep.
That's crazy. Oh boy. All right, Nicole, what do you got?
Okay, I only had one little misfit moment in this.
Okay.
Because I really enjoyed this episode, I really did. When they're going to bed at night and they're out in the middle of the cold, why does Pizzazz put out the fire?
Yeah, I was wondering about that too. I was like, wouldn't you
It's
want to keep the fire going?
I was just
Yeah.
like, you guys are freezing it and you put out the fire? Bad Pizzazz, bad, bad. That's the only thing I was just like, no. I could get away with Yetis and. And the mystical land of Shangri-La, but I can't get out. Can't wrap my mind around putting out a fire when you're freezing cold.
Amy, what would you rate this one?
I would rate this one. I gave it a four. I'm giving it a four because it's what I expect from a typical Jem episode. Jem and the holograms go off somewhere. The Misfits follow with the intention of taking something away from them. They get into trouble and have to be helped, possibly saved by Jem and the holograms. And they, end up saving the day. It's sort of a sad place for the Misfits to be in, but it is what it is, and they never learn. So, but I had fun with this one. Yetis in a Jem episode, and acid trip music. There you go. I'm good to go with that. I'm giving this baby a four.
What about you, Nicole?
This is probably my favorite episode we've had. If I can remember. Yeah.
Even more than Roxy Rumbles, really?
I like Roxy Rumbles, but this. Okay. This is why I'm giving this a five. I'm giving it a flat out five.
Five. Wow. Put
Five.
Yetis in it. She goes hog
Yeah.
wild.
Right there. Yetis gets 2 points plus Tech Rat. Hello.
No Rio either.
Exactly. There you go. So how is this not getting a six? Because I can't. Okay. No, I just had a lot of fun with this episode because they got the paranormal side of things, they got the mystical sides of things, they involve Sherpas and the Misfits doing good for once, and that crazy video, which was trippy, and I loved it, you know? Yeah, this was my episode for sure. 5 points. I'm just a hippie, okay?
For me, I was half expecting them to give the Yeti a shower. Some people might get that reference, some people might not.
Yeah, only if they wanted the clog up the pool.
I'm gonna give it a four. I really enjoyed it. I didn't enjoy it as much as Nicole did, but I really overall did very much enjoy it. So, gets a four, and we're gonna move on to the last episode of today, actually, where we actually travel into 1988. So
You're gonna do a lot of traveling.
we're
It's the
going, well, yeah,
theme.
so true. So we'll be back after this. All right, finally up today, we have Journey Through Time. The air date was January 2nd, 1988. Tech Rat's crazy time machine sends Jim and the Holograms back in time to the 18th century Austria, where they meet Mozart, 1940s England, where they meet Ben Tiller, the Ben Tiller Orchestra, called Band on Their Poster, an homage to the Glenn Miller Orchestra, and the original Woodstock Festival in 1969, where they meet Johnny... Johnny Beldrix, a.k.a. Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah. nice flip there.
Yeah. Songs here are Rock and Roll is Forever, I believe, is a reuse. I remember hearing that before.
That's the one that they did with, what's his name, that they tried to save the...
Oh, the one they did with Bobby, that's right. Yeah.
The trumpet player, right?
Yeah. No. Bobby, the old white guy with the building.
Oh, okay, that's guy. Okay.
The real estate one.
Yeah.
We're Making It Happen, Rocking Down Through Time, all by Jim and the Holograms. We're Making It Happen. Is that a reuse or is that new?
Which one?
We're Making It Happen.
No, I think that's a new one.
Okay.
Cool, I know that Rocking Down Through Time was a
new was one. Was new. Yeah. I really dig this one. You know, all that's missing is the Bill and Ted time machine or a DeLorean. But,
what about the TARDIS, man?
The TARDIS.
What?
No.
The TARDIS would instantly make it awesome because there would be a doctor involved.
Oh my gosh. That'd be... Okay, we need a crossover.
I like the plot of this one. I think it's interesting. I think it's interesting how they come up with the new song by visiting all these different artists and musicians and all that stuff. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, overall, I really enjoyed the episode. What about you, Amy?
Oh, Tech Rat has invented a time machine. Someone get this guy his own show because, yeah. I mean, okay. I have to say that there were a few problems with the technology. There's a few things that were in here that just didn't work. They even broke their own rules. I mean, he has to switch, like, mass shift. You know, when you send one person back, you get somebody else. I'm like, yeah. You sent back five people, and you got back one. There's a problem here.
You went
and technology.
Her dress is really heavy.
Heavy enough for five people?
Sure.
I can't. I don't buy it. And then I noticed every single time they switched to another bounce through time, they added more people. So like the next one, they had two people, then they had four people. And I was like, whoa, wait a second here. Got a little nuts, just saying. It just, they broke their own rules. He's like, I've got a mass, you know, we've got to shift the same weight. I'm like, that's not the same weight. One person is not the same weight.
Maybe it didn't transfer into the room. Maybe they were somewhere in the vicinity.
Yeah, there are a few things wrong with this. I mean, it's funny. It's great. I love it. It's hilarious. But at least Bill and Ted did it right.
Right.
You know, hey, they had a time machine. You had to walk into it, and then they had to carry people on that time machine. This is like it's randomly pulling people and going wacko places. It's just, I was like, this is Bill and Ted did it better. But yes, get Tech Rat his own show because he needs
one. I've been saying that forever. Come on.
I know.
Love that guy.
It's a good idea.
Yeah. When I first saw this episode, I was like, hey, wait a second. Are we in 1993? Where are the turtles? Because this is exactly what happens. Not this exact, but the whole displacement thing of the whole, you know, you send four back, you got to have four come forward kind of thing. And yeah, so I was like, hey. I liked the plot overall. I enjoyed the episode. I thought it was really fun. But, I don't know. It was just... I don't know. These episodes, I think it's because it's not Christy writing half of these. They just... I don't know.
It's a theme. It's like the theme that they're going with. And, you know, they're just doing different things. And I miss Christy when she's not on it.
Yeah. All right. Let's... do we have any other thoughts on the plot?
I loved it. It's ridiculous, and that's why I like it.
It's got Tech Rat, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And no Rio.
Exactly. Two pluses right there. That's 2 points right there.
Yep.
All right, we're going to get to the hologram moments after this. It is time for the hologram moments. They traded Eric for Denver the Last Dinosaur.
That was awesome.
It was pretty awesome. Rockin' Down Through Time was a really cool song. I wasn't sure what they were going to come up with, but every time they come up with a new song, it's always something different. It's not, your standard Gem song.
I like the fact that they pulled in what they had in the show, but then they added more to it. Like some people that are like, oh, I haven't heard that name in a long time. I should go and look at some of the music that they did and blah, blah, blah. It's just like they put in things that are not that, that just weren't part of it. Like they did their little jaunt, but then they added more to it. And I liked the fact that they filled in more because it made it, I don't know. It's just something about the music being able to do that and add more to it. They didn't just highlight the few little things. They went above and beyond with that. And because of that, I really liked the song too, for the same reasons.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. What else did you like, Amy?
I thought that it was kind of funny that Aja is pretty smitten with Wolfgang, really. I was like, oh, that was cute. That was really cute. We need more Aja-centric stuff. We haven't had anything from her for a while.
We're getting there.
I like how Tech Rat and Eric go at it as soon as the Misfits disappear in time, too. I was like, oh, that's funny. Oh, my gosh. Johnny Beldrix, nice lift for Jimi Hendrix. I like how Pizzazz isn't worried about being stuck in the past because Eric's track record is so great, right? I was like, really? You're not going to be concerned? It's like all of the crap that you give him, he'd be like, yeah, leave her in the past.
But the thing is, she was so close performing the biggest concert ever.
True. I liked how they pulled in everything in between into the final song, like I said. So it all worked. It all worked for me. And of course, the dinosaur was great. I loved it, but I'll get to that in my investment moments.
Uh-oh. What about you, Nicole? What'd you like about this one?
Okay, Tech Rat has the ultimate payback.
He does.
As he puts the Misfits to the past, I'm like, oh, Tech Rat, I love you.
It would have been a bigger payoff if it had been the dinosaurs that they had sent him all the way back to.
That would have been awesome.
I don't think he has control over that, though.
I love the fashion. The fashion was awesome, especially in when they went to London. Aja looked really cute, I thought. I was like, I love her hair. She almost looks like Agent Peggy Carter. Eric makes a great hippie manager.
He does.
I thought that was awesome.
Synergy rocks.
The whole how they took the laugh from Amadeus and put it into this Wolfgang was awesome.
Because I thought he was known for having a strange laugh.
Yeah. Well, Amadeus came out, I think, like the year before. So,
okay.
I That's one of my favorites.
It almost got to the point where it was really, I wouldn't say I was against it, but it was really kind of distracting.
Right.
And and I really did like Rock Down Through Time.
Yeah.
98% of it I really liked, but we'll get to that here in a Mistress moment.
All right, well, let's get to it. It is time for the Misfit moments. I don't have any, really. I really dug this episode.
Wow.
Again, you guys already kind of pointed it out. I mean, you know, it's a whole musical journey through history. Like, and not just from the 1950s to now. It, you know, I mean, Mozart. Who would have ever thought Mozart would be in an 80s cartoon for all things?
That's,
you know,
true. That's very true.
I mean... It's just simply amazing. So, Amy, what didn't you like about this one?
The technology just broke. It just... I'm not going to get over this one because, you know, hey. Tech Rat's technology can suddenly pull people from different places and across space and time to another country. He's the Doctor in disguise. Without the TARDIS.
Oh, wow. You just blew my mind.
I did. Oh, I just blew your mind.
He's not the doctor. He's the master.
Ooh, okay. Ooh. I can see the master. Yeah. But, you know, it's funny because it's like, okay, so he can, not only that, is that he pulls Synergy into this, like, jaunt through, you know, time and space or whatever. And then when they get to the other side, Synergy is not with them. She's in the basement. How would you be able to control that? You're gonna, and then, like I said, the whole mass shifting of one person equals five plus Synergy. It just, you can't. That's not equal to the same amount of stuff that you just shifted from one place to the next, or the fact that you get from, you know, you go from being in America to all of a sudden being in London, then being somewhere else, and I'm like, oh my gosh. So I was like, you're changing stuff, and I don't think he knows how it works. I think he just kind of like stumbled upon a wormhole and it's just taken him places, and he's like, I just invented time travel. Actually, I think somebody else did, and you just found a wormhole. I don't know. It was weird. Also, when they announce who they are in the Ben Tiller band, but doesn't that mean that they changed the past? So wouldn't they actually be in the future? There's the whole continuity of that going, wait a second. You just said you're Gem and the Holograms during their time. So wouldn't there be a record of, oh, this girl band that was the first band ever or blah, blah, blah that happened during this time? And wouldn't they be in the future then when they get back? And so that was like the other thing. I was like,
Maybe the supercomputer that is Synergy erased it from time. I don't know.
I can't. Synergy is awesome, but she wasn't even invented until like what, a year or two before they turned her on. She wouldn't be able to scrap all that.
Maybe she teamed up with Mr. Peabody and Sherman. Who knows?
There you go.
And I also found it convenient. How does the machine know when they're in the worst position to be zapped out of time? You're like, ah, burn up their witches.
Oh. That was awesome. I really liked that moment.
You would think that they would have these. Yeah. Anyhow, again, Gem of the Holograms, they make it so that Johnny is back on stage with no historical consequences. He was like, gave her a kiss and she blushed. She's like, oh. Wouldn't he say, oh, the reason why I'm here today is because of these sweet girls. They're called Gem and the Holograms. Again, it would be in, yeah. You have to go by different names, and they didn't. And that's all continuity.
Maybe that already happened in the past, so that's why it doesn't affect the future.
Yeah.
We could go into this whole time travel crap.
No, we really can't.
Okay, or the fact that Synergy is looking about like she's about to crash, but then when they get back, she's like safely on the ground. It was like, oh, look at that. But yeah, Pizzazz sending Eric back in time. I loved that. It was great, but anytime she touches something technology wise, it always ends in sadness. So the fact that it actually worked. The fact that it actually worked, I was like, oh, of course, momentarily, because, that was good to see that Tech Rat only has this power for a short time. Thank heavens.
Yeah. What about you, Nicole? What didn't you like about this one?
There's a whole, timey-wimey, wibbly-wobbly crap that didn't make sense. I understand where Amy's coming from. I still have fun with it all. But the only my problem is when they're talking about Rocking Down Through Time, the song, and they're doing like from beginning to end, they got their musicians mixed up. Beethoven happens before Mozart, and John Lennon happens after Elvis. But either way, it's still awesome because they got John Lennon in there. They got a Beatles reference.
So and hence, Elvis. And yeah. Beatles, yeah. Got all the good ones.
Sorry, a point more for that. You're going to mention Beatles and Jim? Hello? Yeah.
You know what would have been even better? If they made a Pete Best reference.
People don't even know who he is most of the time.
Oh boy. Amy, what would you rate this one?
I'm going to rate this one a 3. I rated this a little higher than I should have because I had a ton of misfit moments on this episode. But partly, even with those problems, I still like the idea of this episode. It was still pretty entertaining, if a bit outrageous.
What about you, Nicole?
I gave it a 4. I really enjoyed it, even though it had a lot of flaws. It's the whole time travel stuff, and I can make excuses for it.
It broke my brain. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No. It's just, like I said, I can make arguments with time just to make it make sense. But hello, Beatles reference. Love it. Party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth.
What about you, Mike?
Oh man, I am also going to give it a 4. Like Nicole said, even though it does have a lot of time travel flaws, I've seen a lot worse things since 1988 that have a lot more wrong time
even
travel.
Even Back
flaws.
To the Future got to the continuity right, If you go past the past, it changes the future.
Oh. Just imagine if there was a split off. Just imagine if there was a second timeline where the Misfits were actually in charge.
That's a podcast right there.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? All right, we're gonna take a quick break, come back with closing the show after this.
Jim will be right back after these messages.
Hey, I'm Gary.
I'm Mike.
I'm Chuck.
And I'm Justin.
Join the four of us every week on the internet's number one and longest running G.I. Joe podcast, What's on Joe Mind?
It's Joe news, reviews, and interviews like you've never heard them before, delivered right to your MP3 player.
Our guests include Jason Marsden, Kevin Michael Richardson, and Matt Yang King from G.I. Joe Renegades, Larry Hama, Robert Adkins, and John Barber from IDW Publishing, and many more from around the online Joe community.
Yeah, it's guys talking about Joe. Think of it as Joe Talk meets Sports Talk. And we make fun of Chuck.
Right, and we, hey, again.
again?
Come on, Chuck. We're just kidding, kinda.
Sometimes Chuck makes fun of himself.
Right, and we... Okay, seriously, this is just getting ridiculous now.
It's What's on Joe Mind, every week on the Geekcast Radio Network, InsidePulse.com, Stitcher Smart Radio, and iTunes. Download and listen today.
I suppose I still can't say something about Transformers, can I?
Come on, man.
No.
What about sports?
That sounds good.
Yeah, that's all right.
Remote Control is the new TV podcast from the Geekcast Radio Network. We'll be covering TV shows and topics from the year 2000 to whenever now is. We'll have special themed episodes entitled Pilot and Season Premieres, as well as finishing finales. We'll also have Season Pass episodes, where we take a look at an entire season of a TV show. Remote Control can be found on iTunes, Stitcher, and www.geekcastradio.com. So tune in, because we are all remote controlled.
Hello, geeks and geekettes! Looking for a podcast that covers a vast array of topics? Then check out Altered Geek Unleashed, where we discuss our thoughts on this week's geeky news, tech, gaming, television shows, movies, cartoons, comics, and more. So, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks, every Friday on the Geekcast Radio Network.
Kid?
Yes?
Shut up.
Beyond the Night is the GCRN's latest review podcast. We are covering everything in the Knight Rider television universe. From the classic 80s TV series to the 1991 reunion film Team Knight Rider, and the 2008 relaunch series as well. So join TFG and Mike and Dion the Music Man as they go in-depth in Beyond the Night, only on Geekcast Radio Network. You can find Beyond the Night in iTunes and on www.geekcastradio.com.
Get...
Yes, Michael.
Just keep driving.
And now, back to Jim.
All right, we're back. And some interesting episodes over this podcast and the last one. As I mentioned earlier, no offense to any of the other writers, but it just... I think these are the lowest rated, outside of the fours, but like the threes and the twos or whatever. I think this is the lowest rated episodes we've done to this point, because everything else has just been so really cool and we've liked more about it.
I get two fours and a five.
I know that, but I'm just saying, like...
We've had a mix of ratings.
For me, this, outside of the fours I gave, for me, this is probably, like, you know, 3.5 and, you know, whatever else. I haven't rated a lot of things below a 4 or 5.
It's because the world needs more Yetis. That's why.
And less Leo.
I find it absolutely hilarious that it's Amy that brings that up every single time now and not Nicole.
Well, because everyone already knows my hatred.
So. I'm just reminding everybody, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's just a thing, you know. It's Nicole's thing, but I'm just, you know, I'm doing the thing, you know.
Thank you for joining us here on Showtime Synergy. There's always get in contact with us to leave feedback for the show. Visit the website geekcastradio.com, where you can comment on this and all of our other episode posts. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Please do this. Follow us on Twitter at Geekcast Radio is the network Twitter. Mine is TFG and Mike. Amy, what is your Twitter?
Lady Brack.
And Nicole?
That's Beatles Diva, Beatles like the band, like I just mentioned, not the book.
Become a fan of Facebook. Go to facebook.com/GeekcastRadioNetwork. We hope you enjoyed the latest episode of Showtime Synergy and wish you'll join us next time when we'll be reviewing the final 4 episodes of Jim and the Holograms Season 2, those being Brit Rock, where Christy is back since it's a Jedi-centric episode, Out of the Past, and the Hollywood Gem 2-parter. In this episode, we will also have Season 2 wrap-up and Season 3 teasers. For now, I am M with...
Amy. That's all, folks.
No and... clever comeback, Amy.
I was thinking about it, but yeah.
How about why be Elsa when you could be Queen of the Yetis, Nicole? There you go.
Tune in next time and almost get truly outrageous with Showtime Synergy.
Aloha.
Show's over, Synergy.